Freak. Freak. Accident. Freak. Accident. Freak.
One last stop to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Comfort zone, let yourself be scared, let yourself.
You know, we could, like, go to jail for this.
Am I going mad? Or did the word think escape your lips?
I might be dangerous.
Freak Bite.
All right. It's here. The day is here. This is like Super Bowl Sunday for comic book fans. It's the biggest day of the year. And the biggest day of 2007 is obviously May 4th. And why is that? Well, Spider-Man 3 opens in theaters officially today. And I decided that since it is a huge event for comic books and comic book films, and it's almost a holiday for us, I decided that today I would do a pre-game and a post-game show focusing on Spider-Man 3 and Spider-Man 3 alone. In about 3 hours and 15 minutes from now, I will be sitting in the IMAX theater here in Rochester, New York, and I'll probably have a big bag of Sour Patch and a Coke, even though it's going to be 10:30 in the morning, and I will be enjoying, for the first time, a viewing of Spider-Man 3. And I've even been able to convince my wife to come along, which will provide an interesting perspective for someone who's not a fan of the comic books to watch with me. But it's going to be a fun experience, I hope. Now, a few things before I see the movie that have come up in my head and I've been thinking about and wondering if it's going to affect my enjoyment of the film. And the first thing is, I wonder if there's a little bit too much overexposure. Now, there's never too much Spider-Man. He's an icon, and we can see Spider-Man everywhere. And there's never too much Spider-Man, don't get me wrong. But I believe this movie might suffer, in my mind at least, and I'm not sure if this is something that's shared among everybody else, maybe I'm just weird, but I think they showed too much in the trailers of the film itself. A lot of movies get ruined by trailers in that they take away a lot of the surprise elements, and maybe I even sought out too much information about the film prior to seeing it. I should have maybe tried to remain ignorant. However, I wonder if I've been exposed too much. I've seen some shots of Venom, and I've seen a lot of Sandman. Very little of Harry as the new Goblin, so that'll be interesting. But overall, I believe I might have been exposed too much to a lot of things regarding this film, and that might actually taint my first viewing of it in a theater. Maybe that'll be offset by the fact that I'll be sitting in an IMAX theater and surrounded by the world of Spider-Man for 2.5 hours. But I wonder if I'm not the only one who's kind of suffering from a little overkill, and whether that's going to ruin my perception of the movie itself. Second of all, I'm almost wondering if Venom is being wasted on this movie. Now, bear with me. Venom, I'm not saying Venom is being just kind of tossed out there like Bane in the Batman and Robin movie. That's not what I'm saying at all. Bane, if you are not familiar with that, in Batman and Robin, Bane was used kind of as just a thug sidekick for Poison Ivy, and it was horrible, and it was not even the Bane from the comic books. It wasn't even Bane from the animated series. The animated series Bane was different a little bit from the Bane in the comics, but it was different enough to be acceptable. But the Bane that they used in Batman and Robin was just awful. It was horrible, and it disrespected the character and his strengths. No pun intended. But anyway, with Venom, from what I understand, Venom is only in the last 30 minutes of the film. And the majority of the film is with Peter Parker struggling with the black costume and giving into the dark side. And then Venom shows up in the end and provides a lot of excellent action sequences, from what I understand. But 30 minutes of Venom, that doesn't seem like it's enough. But it seems like it might have been tacked on. There's been reports that have come in that said Avi Arad almost... I'm probably butchering his name. But anyway, Avi Arad had pretty much forced or twisted Sam Raimi's arm into including Venom, because Sam Raimi was able to pretty much do whatever he wanted with the first two films, and he had characters that were his favorites, the Green Goblin and Dr. Octopus, and then even the Sandman in this one. So Avi Arad said people want to see Venom. And yes, I want to see Venom. Venom is an excellent character in the world of Spider-Man. I enjoy Venom. I think he's a great character, or at least he was. In the mid-90s, he got kind of lame, and now it's not even the same person in the Venom suit, so I haven't even followed that very much. But Venom on film was something I wanted to see, but I was nervous about. And from what they've shown and what I've seen, it looks like they handled Venom right. And the suit itself was handled properly in the film. But my concern is that they're rushing Venom through just to get him out of the way so people get what they want. And that's concerning to me. I would have loved to have seen him drag it out a little bit, like they've done with the new Goblin character. Harry has pretty much hated Spider-Man since the end of the first film. The second film, they had a nice slow burn. And the third film, he becomes the new Goblin and goes after Peter Parker. So it seems like Venom is just being thrown out there, and it's wasting the character and you know, wasting the possibility and the potential for a full-length Venom versus Spider-Man film. And that's a little disappointing, at least right now. We'll see what happens later. And the last thing... I'm a little upset because the United States is the last country that's going to be able to see Spider-Man on the screen. Normally, they push back releases of American films across overseas by a couple months, and then piracy happens and yada, yada, yada. And in order to prevent that, they decided to open up worldwide and then open up here in the U.S. on Friday. And while I understand their desire to get bootleg copies off of the street, I don't think putting the movie out in the United States last is going to stop that. From what I've read, the majority of piracy happens in New York City, and last time I checked, that was in the United States. And it's still going to happen. People are still going to do it. Just because they paid to watch the movie in the theater, and Marvel Studios and Sony have just been destroying records overseas, doesn't mean they're not going to go out and buy the $2 cheap knockoff DVD when somebody puts it out on the street. That's still going to happen, even though they've seen it in the theaters. Why do we go out and buy legal DVDs after seeing the movie in the theater? Because we enjoyed the movie. And if they can get them cheap, $2, $1 DVDs, they're going to do it anyway. And people are going to videotape them anyways. And people are going to just do it. It's not going to prevent anything. Just because it's coming out earlier doesn't make any sense that they're trying to prevent piracy. So I'm a little upset that an American icon like Spider-Man is being shown last in the United States. And that's a little frustrating to me as a fanboy and as an American. But maybe I'm alone in that regard. Anyway, in about 3 hours and 7 minutes now, I will be sitting in the theater. And after that, I will come home and then do a review of the film, what I thought. But that's the pregame show, and I'll talk to you later. Thanks. I'm Jeremy. This is The Freak Accident. Later.
The Force will be with you.
Freak. Accident.